Hello everyone, this is Jace from the Comic Source. It's a few days after San Diego Comic-Con. I returned to Phoenix and back to real life. And of course, having taken 5 days off, busy as heck at work. So, haven't had a chance to put out any of the interviews that I did in San Diego with some great comic creators. So, hopefully I'm going to be rolling those out over the rest of this week, a couple each day. Also, I was hoping to have some pictures. I took a lot of pictures of the hall itself and some costumes, but unfortunately, my 3-year-old daughter got a hold of my phone and messed it up pretty bad. So I'm working on retrieving those pictures, but as I said, I've been working a lot, so I haven't had much time to try to retrieve those pictures yet. So again, something hopefully later this week, I'll be able to do that and get some pictures out for you. But in the meantime, the first interview that you're going to hear is Meredith Finch and David Finch from DC's Wonder Woman. Real pleasure to talk to these two. Probably one of the best interviews I did over the course of San Diego Comic-Con. So go ahead and take a listen. And if you want to hear our recap episode, it is on the latest episode of the Comic Source podcast. It's pretty long just because, you know, it's our recap of each day. I believe this coming episode that Jaden and I will record this weekend of the Comic Source podcast will be kind of an overview of the whole show, kind of looking back and giving our thoughts. So San Diego Comic-Con is a very unique event. And if you're a fan of comics or movies or just pop culture in general, it's something I would recommend everybody needs to attend once. I know it's very hard to get badges, but don't give up. If it's something you want to do, just keep trying. It did seem less crowded to me this year, and I think that a lot of the people on the fringe are starting to drop out and not go. So I think going forward, the badges are going to be a little easier to get over the next couple years. That's my prediction. We'll see if it holds true. And now on to the interview. Once again, I want to thank Meredith Finch and David Finch for talking to me. And we'll talk to you next time. Hey, this is Jace from the Comic Source. I'm here with David and Meredith Finch. How's your convention so far?
It's been great. We just got here at 3 o'clock, so everybody else is tired from walking the floor all day, and I feel fresh.
Cool. Well, you two are working on Wonder Woman. And as I told you earlier, Meredith, it's my favorite version of Wonder Woman I've ever read. Ever. Let me ask you, it's kind of a generic question, but we'll see where you go with it. Who is Wonder Woman to you?
Well, first of all, let me say thank you for loving my Wonder Woman so much. And I would say, for me, Wonder Woman is a mixture of the women in my life. My best friend, my mother. I feel like she's every strong woman that we encounter in our own lives. And I've really pulled those people into my life and into the story so that she's a voice of the people that I love.
And it makes her relatable to the reader because they can probably... Everybody's got a mom.
I hope so, yeah. Everybody does have a mom. Hopefully everybody's got a best friend. And, you know, she's their sister, their mom. So.
And how about for you, David?
I know you
approach it a little differently on the visual side. So.
Yeah, you know, from a story side... Actually, not really, even from a visual side, because I find the more comfortable and the more I get to know a character, that it really has a huge effect on the way I draw it. You know, it's kind of subconscious, but I can really see it over the issues. There's a change, and it really comes from the story. And Wonder Woman that Meredith is writing, for me, it just reminds me of Meredith. I mean, and she's really the strongest woman that I know. And, you know, if she's standing right beside me, I have to say this, but it's true.
Yes, she does.
Really is. And, yeah, I feel a big connection with the character. You know, it doesn't always happen for me that easily. Sometimes it can be really difficult for me to kind of get that comfort level. But, and it, you know, it was with Wonder Woman at first. It really was. But by, I think, around the third issue, fourth issue, I really started feeling like, okay, I know what this character is about. And, you know, and I feel like I have a much stronger idea of really what she represents for fans, you know. So, yeah, she kind of reminds me of Meredith.
Cool. Now, you said you've pulled some influences from the strong women in your life. How much of your own sensibility do you feel is in the character?
I think any writer can't help but inject a little bit of themselves into the characters that they're writing, because it becomes such a personal relationship. You are the voice for that character. Even if you look at Brian, I think probably Aries, the older Aries, I mean, everybody who's read the book knows that the older Aries is Brian Azzarello. So clearly he's in that book too, but I think you can't help it as a writer. You have a sense of who you are, and the sense of who you are can't help but shape how you view the characters and the universes you create.
It's interesting you say that, and you mentioned Brian. You kept a lot of the elements that he brought into the book as far as the things with the gods, and now we see Diana kind of, she's got three roles, right? She's the superhero, and she's the god of war, but she's also the queen of the Amazons, and it seems like it's a real juggling act for her currently with where you have her. What do you feel is the correct characterization for her? Is it a defined role, or is it an amalgamation of all three? What do you think should be her correct role going forward?
I think right now the thing that makes her relatable is the fact that she struggles to figure out who she is in all those roles. And I think that that's something that we all struggle in our life. Am I being a good mom? Am I giving enough to my job? Am I being a good enough friend? And I think the fact that she struggles to... she wants to give 100% of herself to everything that she's doing. And the fact that she maybe isn't all the time is what, for me, makes her stronger. Because... it's strength isn't just barreling through and pretending that you've got everything covered. Strength is being willing to admit your mistakes and when you can't cover something, and ask for help. And I feel like that really, we're going to explore that a little more with her, but I think sometimes it's in what we can't do that we find our true strength.
Something you said that really just struck me. Let me ask you, David, having worked in the industry so long, what Meredith just said about her struggling and not necessarily failing, but not being able to succeed or be at that peak where she's always been, maybe that is why I'm enjoying this version so much more, because it makes her relatable. We're all human, we make mistakes, right?
It was so, so important to me. And really, the thing that made me say, yes, I really want to do this book with you, is the fact that, Meredith really... brought her down to a human level and made her, I think, much more relatable in just being so fallible, because we all are. And I think a character that is so completely infallible, it gets a little bit difficult to project yourself into that character. And that's what's so... I think the number one thing, really, I know for me, that makes me love a character and like Spider-Man. I love, you know, and it's because... you know, it's so easy to relate with Spider-Man.
Right, the lovable loser.
Yeah, I got teased when I was a kid, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just really like that aspect of what she does. And I think it's the core of really what makes it work for me.
Cool. So let me ask you this, Meredith. You've been on Wonder Woman for about a year now. Where do you go from here? Do you hope to stay for a huge long run? Do you have other ideas, other heroes you want to work on?
I keep saying I'll work on Wonder Woman until DC kicks me off. I don't know where I go from here, honestly, because I'm so wrapped up in that character right now and her world and her journey that it's difficult for me to think about moving past that. I know at some point David would like to do a creator-owned book, but it's always, just like it's a balancing act for Diana, I find that it's a balancing act for me juggling being a mom and doing all the things that I need to do to take care of the things at home and find the time to do the book. I did do two books at one point, The Little Mermaid and Wonder Woman, and that was really tough. So I think I will always just stick with one book a month and just give it 100%, and I can't look beyond Wonder Woman right now because I love her so much. I don't want to let her go.
So you would say this is your dream project?
I feel like I don't know how anybody else I came into my career at the pinnacle of my career. I mean, I'm working with my very favorite artist on my very favorite character. I don't know where I would go from here. I think I might just retire.
Well, I will say that a lot of times the reason people can relate to creator-owned books or they like them so much is you see the passion in there. But even though this isn't a creator-owned book for you, I can really see your passion. So I think it definitely shows.
Well, thank you very much. And I think it's because she's every woman in my life, and the women in my life that I love, and I love her because of that. I just love the character. I love the book. I love what David's doing with it. I love where we're going with it. And I really thank DC for giving me the opportunity to work on the book.
And this must be a dream for you to be able to work with your wife.
Oh, yeah. The minute the possibility came up, I was pretty sold on it. And she's been writing for years, just unpublished, and a lot of it unfinished. And, you know, we've got little kids, and I work more than a 40-hour week,
right.
Absolutely. So, you know, a lot of the burden falls on Meredith, and now that the kids are finally getting older, you know, there's at least a little bit more time for her to be able to do this, which has been great. I would not have thought that we would get the chance to do something like Wonder Woman, like, out of the gate. You know, it's like a dream come true. It's ridiculous that it worked out. I'm so glad that it did. I feel like the response to the book has been great. You know, I know our sales are doing well, and that's not everything, but, you know, it's helpful when they're there.
You two are doing it right. Thank you very much. So I want to thank you for your time. Have a great rest of the convention.
Thank you for your time and for making me feel so good.
My pleasure.